In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Today we celebrate the fifth Sunday in our journey in Greenland. And when we celebrate that, we have to know and we have to recognize what exactly Jesus Christ wanted to send a message to us, especially and specific in this day. And you know exactly when we read the gospel for today, we know exactly what is the story. It's very, okay, we know it from the beginning. We know how Jesus Christ went to Jerusalem in the sheep gate a pool, and there is like five Porsches, and there is one is a paralytic. He was a paralyzed. And he asked this man, and I will stop on two verses only for today. It's only, do you want to be made well? And the second one is, rise, take up your bed and walk. Only two verses. I can conclude all the story into only two verses. And usually, he told Jesus Christ, I have a problem. I hear from 38 years, and I have no one to help me. Usually, every year, there is an angel came down and moved the water, and the first one who jumped to the water should be healed. Whatever the disease, whatever. And as we know that also we are meditate on verse by verse in the Song of Songs from Solomon, today we are focused only on small apart from a verse, which is follow in the footsteps of the flock. I will remind you only for a few minutes what we started in the beginning. Tell me, O whom I love, where you feed your flock, where you make it rest at noon, follow in the footsteps of the flock. اخبرني يا من تحبه نفسي أين ترعى أين تربض عند الظهيرة اخرجي على أثار الغنم. Saint Gregory the Nyssa, he said, amidst the bitterness of the inner war with the enemy, one feels the sweetness of God's care toward her. So she called him, whom I love, she said with. What is exactly this pride? It's my soul who I'm talking to God and I'm saying and asking God, who I love more than you. Like I'm staying in front of God in my prayer, and I'm asking him, who am I love more? There is no one I can love more than you. I love my parents, I love my son, I love my daughter, I love everybody, yes. But no one I can love more than you. No one in my life I can love more than you. And I'm asking also, as my soul, to the shepherd, can you take my hands and hold my hands, and I wanted to follow your steps. I wanted to go in your bosom. Then the soul, when I stay and I raise my hands and I raise my eyes to God, this is my desire. I wanted to feel protected, and I wanted to feel that someone take me in his bosom. And no one can give me these feelings except God. And that's why I'm asking him, when I see him once when I pray, I'm asking him, who I love more than you? Can you take my hand and make me inside your bosom? Put me inside your bosom. I want to feel protected. There's a lot of war outside. There's a lot of fires outside. And I want someone to protect me. I have a lot of issues and problems. That's why I'm asking only to have the peace. when I am standing in His hands. And also, I will never find this peace except only in the church. It's only the church when Jesus Christ is really present here. He's present everywhere. But when I come to the church, I feel He's here. It's only His house. That's why I'm coming in His house. He gives me under the shadow of the cross. And what I'm doing now, I try to tell Him what is my inner. I go to Him under the shadow of the cross, and I'm telling Him, I repent. I know my ill. I know my problem. I know my issue. That's why it's only to come to the church. This is only the way to be in His bosom. But my soul, we ask Jesus Christ, can we follow Your steps? He said there are 3 steps to follow Me. Number 1, you have to know yourself. If I say to anybody, know yourself, they will say, yes, I know. I am a sinner. I have an issue. I have a problem. I have. I will tell you, no, you are the son of the King. You are the son of the King, and the King came down and He crucified on the cross because He wanted only to save you. He knows you by your name. He knows you by your name. That's why when I ask Him to bring me to His bosom, He knows what my illness. He knows exactly. I have, yes, to repent, but I have to understand also, I'm very proud that I am the son of the King. Number 2, I have to listen also to His commandments when He said, outside the camp carrying His reproach. What does it mean, outside the camp? My soul is existing inside my body. My soul is existing inside my body. When I am in front of God, I have to understand exactly that I have to clear everything and go outside this earthly body. I don't want to think about many things other. For example, if I go now to the church, come to the church, and I'm praying, I don't want to ask only about the money, about, for example, the success in my life. Only, no, I don't want that at first. The first thing I wanted to clean my heart. We said before, when I asked Him, give me a clean heart or a new heart. Every time I come to His bosom, when I pray in His hands, I'm asking a lot of things, but I'm not asking the third thing. Can You give me the right way to know You more? Knowing Jesus Christ is the first one I have to know. And then I'm asking Him, can I follow Your steps? He knows exactly. I will tell you what is my steps. My steps, read the Bible first because you will know. The second, you have a lot of saints and a lot of martyrs. You can follow them. Because He said here in Hebrew, remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. And the third one, to follow the steps. I have to witness. In my work, in my life, in everywhere. You know what? I love to everybody wear a cross. I am a Christian. I believe in Christ. I don't want to be shy to tell all the others, the friends in my work or my school, I am a Christian. I believe in God. I have to witness. This is the third way to follow the steps of Jesus Christ. I have to witness. Finally, I wanted to ask why I have to follow the steps of Jesus Christ. He said to him, to us, I am the good shepherd. What is the characteristics of the good shepherd? Number 1, he is good. He is good in Greek language. Good, it's named kalos. Kalos, it's named a noble. Good, a beautiful, an awesome man. He's a sinless. That's why I am only looking to him and I know he is the good shepherd. That's why I follow his steps. Number 2, he protects. and I believe in that. And go to your story, your history, and look how God protected you from many things. And he said in John 10:28, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Number three, why I said that he's good shepherd, and I have to follow his steps. He guides. He said in Psalm 23, he restores my soul. He leads me in path of righteousness, of his name's sake. He is nurturous. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. In Isaiah 40:11, he provides exactly what we need to grow in our faith. And number five, he lays down his life. He sacrificed himself. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. You can imagine the five characteristics of the good shepherd. Number one, he is good. Number two, he protects us. Number three, he guides us. Number four, he nurtures us. He gives us everything, the earthly food and the spiritually also. And the number five, he lays down his life and he sacrificed himself. And when I saw him on the cross, I have to understand that he came for me. And what I'm doing outside, I have to understand. I lie. I have my pride. I'm doing what exactly? I don't think about him. I'm not talking to him. And he sacrificed himself and he loves me again. And he will never forgive me. Sorry, forget me. He forgive. He will forget everything and he always forgive me. But I have to ask. That's why he asked in the first question. He asked it to the paralyzed. He asked it exactly. Do you want to be made well? And every time Jesus Christ came to you, to your room, to your heart, and knocked the door, really you wanted to be made well? You wanted to be healed? I can put my hand and I can heal you. Can you tell me yes? And he asked it many times. Four important lessons I have to learn from the story. Number one, we need to take a realistic look at ourselves and acknowledge our lack of spiritual health. If I have, for example, any disease and I have to go to the physician and I will ask me what you have. I can't go to any physician, for example, and I say, I'm sick. And? Okay, what you have? The first question. You have to know. Oh, but you have to tell me also too. Our God knows exactly our ill and our sickness. But the problem is, I have to tell him exactly what I have. And I have to acknowledge about my problem. The first thing I have to repent. The first thing that I have to confess. Then I tell it to my father. I'm telling him, I have a problem. This is my ill. I am ill in this point. And he will heal me. This is number one. That's why when he asked the man, the paralyzed man, he told him, okay, I have a problem. I am here from 38 years here, and no one helped me. Can you help? Then he said, yes, I will help you. Number two, we must have patience and perseverance. 38 years. He was waiting only someone to help him. Sometimes we go to our Father of Confession, I'm saying to him, I have a problem and I have a sin. Can you tell me what I have to do? I am suffering. I am struggling with this sin for a long time, but I can't. Can you tell me what I have to do? You have patience and perseverance. This is only I have to tell that what I want someone come and he fight against the devil. We have to fight. And we have to have more patience in our life. And we have to learn this lesson from this paralyzed man. And I'm trusting him. I'm trusting God. And this is the third one. You can imagine that only one word. Jesus Christ said to the paralyzed. Okay. Exactly he said. Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. One man, he was sitting down for 38 years. And he knows very well that it's only someone he can help him, someone he has to push him into the water, only to be healed. 38 years he was waiting. And only one word Jesus Christ said, walk. Take your bed and walk. And every time when I come to the church, listen to all the liturgy. It's only one word, walk. Go outside yourself. Go outside your sin. And walk. And rise. That's why I have to pray to God to give me the power to understand what is the power of Jesus Christ. I have to recognize how He's really almighty. And I have to learn also, after 2 weeks from now, we will go to the Holy Week. And Jesus Christ, even by Himself, when He was in Gethsemane, He said, yet not my will, but thine be done. Then I'm asking only God to help me in that. And number four, the last point, which is responding to the call of God. And I will tell you how many times Jesus Christ could knock your door and ask you to do something. For example, go to pray. No, I'm very, very tired. Or fast from tomorrow. No, I will start by next week, not tomorrow. Or open the Bible to read. I'm very tired. I have a lot of other works to do. I'm not listening to what exactly Jesus Christ called. And the best thing for the paralyzed, just he listened to Jesus Christ and he immediately took his bed and said, I'm now good. How many times God knock your door and say, change? Many times. And we have the mysteries of the repentance and confession and the communion who give me the power and the energy. This is medication. It's like antibiotic, like vitamins, who help me to do that. But I'm not listening all the time. Let's agree for the next 3 weeks. Halos, it's only 3 weeks left in our Great Lent. 3 points we have to agree together to do. Number one, the power of prayer. You have your list, for example, when you pray and you open your eye, you open kedah and raise your hands and say, be with whatever, but my family, whatever. No, add more names. Add more names in your list. And when you pray, pray you and the family. And remember all the names, the new name that you have. Even if some people that are doing very bad, for example, things for you, remember their names on your prayer. I have to learn now the power of prayer. Number two, when Jesus Christ said, rise and walk. That means he was paralyzed. Look to yourself and see what is exactly make you paralyzed for prayer, paralyzed in your spiritual life. There are a lot of walls between me and between God. I am paralyzed. Then I have to understand what I have my problem, my issue exactly in my spiritual life. And I have to solve it. But I have to put my finger on this. I have to go to my physician, my God, physician, to tell him, this is my disease. Number three, I have no man. The number one, I have to add some more names in my prayer. Number two, I have to know exactly what is make me paralyzed in my spiritual life. And we know, everyone knows himself. Number three, I have to remember I have no man. What does it mean? I have to find someone to help him. I have to find someone to help him. We have a lot. We have a lot of, for example, some people are sick, or some people are elders, for example, need help, or some other people, for example, in Sunday school, or our kids, or whatever, I have to help. Then it's only the remaining 3 weeks only in my great land. I'm not telling only in this great land only. This is my life. But now I have to hurry up and to do something in my life because the great land is almost finished. Then I have to gain some virtues. That's why I have to remember more people in my life, in my prayer, sorry. Number two, I have to understand what is my sickness and what makes me paralyzed in my spiritual life. And number three, I have also to find who can I help more in the next few weeks. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and is crucified for us in the Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried on the third day, rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to heaven, he sits right hand his Father, and he's coming again, the Lord, judge the living and the dead. Yes, we, the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceed from the Father, with the Father, sons, who worship and glorified, who spoke by the prophet, and one holy Catholic of our church, we confess in baptism for remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Εφλόγησον
επί προσευχής τάσιτε
εις μου ειρήνη υπόσι
και το πνεύμα τε
the great eternal, who formed man in incorruption, and death, which entered the world from the enemy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, you have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by with the host of angels glorify you, saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Lord,
according to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil, and telling death. And make us all worthy, our master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards the east, let us attend.
Itene peres veiente tis odo cos so amare apshoi sarie mot nan bico e volente no vite noctem mo copia Christos nem pec iotem avato nem pem nem ma es ova je ac I exoti emo teleos erene se se
and looks has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. The Father of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne, of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers,
you who are seated stand up,
who before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look toward the east.
You are here on whom stand the cherubim, full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
Bruce Homin,
the cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your holy glory.
قدوس بالحقيقة أيها الرب إلهنا الذي جبلنا وخلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم عند خلفنا صية بالرواية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونفينا من فردوس النعيم لم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء بل تعهدتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة وظلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا سؤال مسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديسة مريم salvation. He granted us the breakthrough on high through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own word and the world and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross. صعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازات الذي يأتي فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد وواحد كنحو أعماله
كرحمتك يا رب وليس كخطاياك
Kriyim fanishtiyim mistiriyon entetim et eftaviz eftishgar etifi efmu khaybon khimpikun mus
elisos beste
Get on and at Archini, and at Tolib, تفنوتي او افني بنت النبن اتف شبك مو اف اسمو ارو
آمين
اف اراجي ينزل Tiefen jeterufen agius matitis, owen apostolos et onweb, evgoemus, tek eat of it all of you, for this is my body, it shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins, do this. In remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
By reach your pick a foot, men in sampi di vip, non afthot fe volchen o irpenem umo u. Et of shipping moon.
Amen.
Of Esmo Tief on in Yeteruf in Magius Matitis, O in Apostolus et Oeb, Evgoemus. Take drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant. It shall be shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this. In remembrance of me.
This is also the Ruach
Tetena om evolchem pai oikfoi oan tetensu evolchem pai afot fai eriteni on shempamu eriten er omologin entanastasi. Arenten idiem pomevi shanti.
Amen, amen, amen. Ton sana, ton sokere, katange. Yeah.
ذكر الأمير المقدس خيمتي من الأموات صعودي إلى السماء تجلس عن يمينك أيها الأذور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذينك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال.
Worship God in fear.
نسبحك نباركك نخدمك يا رب ونسجد
كمان انت في عفن سوما في عفن
تينا تيرامي
باي افو ديون نسلو في فتايوت انت تدي اثيكي انفيري الخطايا وحياة أبدية لكل من يتناول منه
يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب
all works were mastered to the body of your holy and the perfection of our souls, our body and our spirit, that we may become one body and one spirit, and may have a shin and inheritance with all the saints who have led in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your only one, holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy. This
which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her formal. Remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop, our Patriarch, Bob and Betawadros II.
Pray for our High Priest, Pope Abbatadros II, Pope Patriarch and High Priest of the great city of Alexandria, and for all our Orthodox bishops.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church. To shepherd flock in peace, remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Higumen, priests and deacons.
Pray for the Higumens, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
وكل الخدام وكل الذين في البتولية وطهارة كل شعبك المؤمن أذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا ما
ارحمنا يا الله لا رضا بطاعة
Remember, Lord, the safety of the place which is yours in every place and every monastery for the fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of the city of ours and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell there in God's faith greatly accord, O Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the rivers. The sea, the herd, and the land, all the field is here. Bless them.
Pray for the air of the heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds and the herbs of the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection in peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
To their measure according to their grace, give joy to the faith of the earth. May its fruit be abundantly watered, and its fruit be plentiful. Prepare it for soil and bursting. Manage our life as deem fit. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness. All you who give food to all flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything, always may abandon every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto this gate, and those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly rewards.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifice, and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
This, O Lord, I command of your own begotten Son, who share in commemoration of your sins. Richly accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have led the beginning of Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessors, and all the spirit of the righteous who consummated in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who gave birth to God the Logos, and Saint John, the Ferdinand, Baptist, the Martyr, the Stephen, the Archdeacon, the Pro Martyr, and the Beholder of God, Saint Mark, the Evangelist, the Apostle, the Martyr, the Patriarch, the Theotokos, the Discourse, and the Apostles, Saint Peter, Martyr, and High Priest, Saint John, Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, and Demetrius, Saint Cyril, the Bede, Gregory, the Solution, the Gregory, the Wonder Worker, the Gregory, the Armenian, the 300, the Destine, and Sibylle, and Nicaea, the 150, and the 200, and Evansus. Nempeniot, and Zikios, Penishti, of Antonius, Nempis me of Apophon, Nempis homtis o avava macarinim nishire tiro, in stavrovoros, Nempinut ava, Ioannipiomenus, Nempinut ava, Pisho, Ipimis me promentelios, Pimin reader even so tiren. Nempenion baba ava kirillus fimasu. And all the choir of your saints, through whose prayers and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
those our souls and forgive us our sins.
Yeah.
كل أحد يا رب الذين ذكرنا اسمهم والذين لم نذكرهم الذين في فكر كل أحد منا والذين ليسوا في فكرنا الذين ركضوا وتنيحوا في الإيمان بالمسيح تفضل يا رب أذكر نفس أبينا تباوي مثلث الرحمات البابا شنود الثالث وأيضا أذكر عبيدك أبونا بشوي كامل وأبونا فلتاوس وأذكر أيضا من العلمانيين فضيلة باسيل رفائيل مفيدة سعيد تدرس فيكتوريا ملطي مريم أسعد يوسف سمير إبراهيم أبو جبل عبد الله فهيم توفيق رمسي بولس فانتا سميرة إلياس أمير مكرم جاد جيرجس تفضل يا رب نيح نفوسهم جميعا في أحضان بين القديسين إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب عونهم في موضع خضرة على ما رعى في فردوس النعيم الموضع الذي هرب منه الحزن والكآبة والتنهد في نور قديسين
اطلبوا عن أبائنا وأخواتنا الذين رقدوا وتنيحوا في الإيمان بالمسيح منذ البدء أبائنا القديسين رؤساء الأساقفة وأبائنا الأساقفة أبائنا القمامسة وأبائنا القصوص وإخواتنا الشمامسة أبائنا الرهبان وأبائنا العلمانيين وعن نياح كل المسيحيين لكي المسيح إلهنا ينيح نفوسهم أجمعين في فردوس النعيم ونحن أيضا يصنع معنا رحمة ويغفر لنا خطايانا يا رب
soul you have taken upon in the paradise of joy in the region of the living forever in the heavenly Jerusalem in the place and we too who are sojourners in this place keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end
as it was and shall be
from generation to that as in this also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything, honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh.
صبرك كل شعبك الضابط الكل الرب إلهنا الكل الذي أرسل ابن الوحيد إلى العالم علمنا الناموس والوصايا المكتوبة في الإنجيل المقدس علمنا أن الصوم والصلاة هما اللذان يخرجان الشياطين إذ قال إن هذا الجنس لا يخرج بشيء إلا بالصلاة from the lion's den. Fasting and prayer were pursued by Moses until he received alone the commandments written by the finger of God. Fasting and prayer were pursued by the people of Nineveh. So God had mercy upon them and forgave their sins. and lifted his hand away from بهم الأنبياء وتنبأوا عن مجيء المسيح قبل مجيئه بأجيال كثيرة صوم والصلاة هم الذين يعمل بهم الأنبياء وتنبأوا الذين عمل بهم الرسل وبشروا في جميع الأمم وصيروهم مسيحيين وعمدوهم باسم الآب والابن والروح القدس by the mountains until they shed their blood in the name of Christ who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. Fasting and prayer were pursued by the righteous, the just, and the cross bearers, and those who dwelt in the mountains, deserts, and caves of the earth, because of their great love for Christ the King. فلنصم عن كل شر بطهارة وبر ونتقدم إلى هذه الذبيحة المقدسة ونتناول منها بشكر لكي بقلب طاهر ونفس مستنيرة بوجه غير مغزي وأيمان بلا رياء بمحبة كاملة رجاء ثابت نجسر بدلة بغير خوف أن ندعوك يا الله الآب القدوس الذي في السماوات ونقول أبانا الذي في السماوات
ليتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا الذي الغد أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا للمذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير
إن بآخر الصوم إنسون سبين شوي
تسكي فلا سيمون تكيري
If may we have choice and engine thought, yes, my
old. واحد هو الآب القدوس واحد هو الابن القدوس واحد هو الروح القدوس
Cristo to io tu te o e mon ami. ابنك الوحي ربنا ولنا وخلصنا يسوع المسيح قدم من سيدتنا ملكتنا كلنا وإلا قديس الطاهر مريم قال واحدا ما له بغير اختلاط ولا امتزاج ولا تغيير he witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate he gave it up for us upon the wood of the cross of his own will for us all truly I believe that his divinity parted not from his humanity for a single moment in a twinkling of an eye given for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe that this is so. In truth, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe that this is so in truth, amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mystery. Lord have mercy.
Lord. Yeah. اسمه في كل البقاع
يتلوه كل لسان blessed are those who have
ملاك هذه الذبيحة الطاهر بهذه التسبيحة اليوم إلى العلو اذكرنا أمام الله الحي ملك السلام أعطنا سلامك اغفر لنا سلامك واغفر لنا خطايانا لك القوة والمجد لك البركة والعزة للأبد أمين اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر أبانا الذي في السماوات والآن محبة الله الآب ضابط كل نعمة الابن الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح وشركة وموهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم وتدوم فيكم امضوا بسلام سلام الرب يكون معكم أمين فبدلوا استريحوا شوية